The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
13 preliminary finals in 18 seasons is some unbelievable consistency that you just shake your head at. We are so blessed to be broadcasting this football club. They take us on a wonderful ride every year and they put themselves in contention. They do it in so many different ways. Troy Selwood in the experts chair for the Sporting Globe. But
that'd be an amazing effort if it was at country footy.
Yeah.
But we're talking about professional football with equalisation.
Yep. Handicapped. Colin Carter used to speak about it when he was president. We beat the handicapper and they still are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seven first finalists today. And then throw in Tanner Bruin, who hadn't played a final for Geelong, the Giants.
And we speak about the kids and the rollover of the players, but what underpins all this is culture and leadership, whether it be off the field, on the field, in the footy department, the support that the Cats get from the community. Like, it's a special place. It's hard. People ask me what it's like to live in Geelong, and it is... It's just something rare, and I can't speak more highly of what underpins this, which is culture and leadership.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses, made to outlast any other. Benny, the reaction, please, off the KFCX. KFC Newcombe, Belmont, North Geelong and Armstrong Creek, now open till midnight, 7 days a week.
Well, I better put the goggles on for this, Kingy, but...
Well done.
Andrew Daly, he loves current footy, he loves his Cats. He said 80 is a very good number. Not going to say it's over, but that is a confidence builder. Liking the work of Manor, so he's put it. Grant Bench saying, awesome current footy, so much better to have the game on the Fox K-Rocks call. Thank you and go, Cats, so proud. Daz Broncos, he's on board.
You should be able to hit refresh there, Benny, because there's some of the older ones.
Yeah, well, I've got to hit refresh. I'm trying to hit refresh. I'm looking forward to refreshing. I'm not worried so much worried about the old Triple X. I'm keeping hydrated. Here we go. Todd Nikolic, wow, what a win. If the set shots were kicked, we would have won by 100.
Just off your top of your head, guess how many games tonight for Tom?
Oh, I reckon, yeah, is he 100? Is he over 120?
Yeah, 126 tonight.
Yeah.
Can you have a guess? You've got it in front.
I remember when we finally gave him the chance, and it was probably 2 years too late, and someone said to me about, oh, how good of a story, down the street.
Stuart Cramery, anybody, please?
Yeah, well, we'll move forward. We got him in the end. We got him in the end, but someone said to me about him in that summer. They said, oh, such a great story that Tom Atkins has been able to get given a chance. What do you reckon? Is he going to be able to make it? And I said, sometimes it's sliding doors with these blokes, these medium midfielders at a 180 and need an opportunity, need the seas to part a bit. But I said, I've just got a feeling this kid's going to find a way. Whether he plays 5 games, 50 games or 100 games, he should be proud of himself even getting on the list and the persistence that he's shown. And to look what he's done with his life and transformed his life, he'll forever be an AFL Premiership player, and just the role he has played. Like, I know that Tom Stewart is an amazing story to come out of the Geelong community. Tom Atkins is just as good a story with the road that he had to go on.
I've got another stat for you too about Tom Atkins. He hasn't kicked a goal this year. He's kicked 2 points. Right. So we need to get him a goal kick before the season is out.
So 17 from his 126 games.
And he also shops at the op shop, which is quite disturbing. Some of his kit is sort of real old style.
I'm not great at math, but that's about one goal every 8 games in his career, but he's not there to do that.
He's not. But you'd think he'd maybe snaffle one.
Well, you remember he was down back there for a couple of seasons too, which...
Jack Henry hasn't kicked one this year?
No, he only...
And he's played every game. He sometimes gets swung forward, but not this year.
But Atkins plays in the midfield. Yeah. Get him a goal, King. I think he should get dropped after that.
21 games...
After not kicking a goal in this game.
21 games for Tom
They've
Atkins.
They've kicked 20 of them.
It's a great return, isn't it?
He tackles like a bull, and he was...
6-2 in the last quarter they kicked.
Yeah, he had the unenviable task of, at times, tonight chasing Jason Horne-Francis, who isn't the bloke you want to be chasing.
But his efforts were fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
He slowed him up. And at times, I was watching for Horne-Francis off the ball. He was getting super frustrated with the attention that Tommy was putting into him. So when Butters goes out of the game, and Horne-Francis is their real game-breaker, and he's putting more attention into guys like Atkins rather than trying to hunt the footy, well, that's another win for the Cats.
Yep. Benny, certainly
can,
is.
Can you have another look at the KFCX? And feel free to give us a call, Cat fans, 52232955 after that performance tonight. KFC, Newcombe, Belmont, North Geelong and Armstrong Creek now open till midnight, 7 days a week, thanks to the Hosking family for their ongoing support.
Just the chief goat suggesting can't wait for grand final day.
Settle down.
Don't want to get ahead of yourself. Jimmy the Cat, Cats Mosquito Fleet are in sync, joy to watch. The greatest club. Ped's just saying, what a club. I think some off the Triple X just referring to... What are you laughing at, Tom?
It's called X.
No, it's better if there's more X's. More fun, King. What are you laughing
keep
at?
Keep going.
They're talking about... did Kenny go a little bit Kenny when...
Yeah, he went Red Bazo after they won down.
Yeah, so there's a few people off the Triple X are just reminding Kenny that he did go... He had a premature Red Bazo episode, so...
Gee, there's some harsh tweets and memes going around about Charlie Dixon. They've actually put Ray Gunn's photo on Charlie Dixon's body. And Ray Gunn.
Well,
Charlie
he was in witness
on
protection,
Ray
old Charlie. Daz Bronco suggesting the Dons haven't won a final in 20 years and we have made 13 of the last 18 prelims. Geelong are the greatest team of all. Great call, boys, and thoroughly enjoyed it in real-time sync. So good. Go the Cats. Daniel Burke, most pleasing that we felt like it was the younger players setting the tone, which I mean, everybody played well, but there certainly was a mixture of younger players who were leading the charge, and that was Holmes, Humphreys, Myers, if you still want to consider him a younger player. So it was very, very good, Kingy. And Cat fans, well, they're just heading out tonight. They're going to be going absolutely Ken Bruce.
Catherine joins us on the line. Thanks for your call, Catherine.
Yeah, good evening. Great calling tonight. I listen to you every week.
Good work, Catherine.
I was pleased with all the young ones like Sean Manor and Lawson Humphreys and Shannon Neal. They all played really well tonight, all the young ones. I'm glad that they won and I hope they play like that in the prelim.
Yeah, I think what we all do, if they were to go and produce an 84-point smackdown in the prelim.
They'll face far stiffer opposition in the prelim, but it was good, a really good confidence booster for some of those players that Catherine mentioned there. Neil ended up with 9 touches and kicked 2 goals too, but he competed well. Ollie Henry was another one there. He only had 12 possessions, but that belied his influence. He actually was really good in creating a contest. He just kicked a 1 goal. You mentioned there Humphreys, 20 touches, 16 of those hit the target. Sean Manor, 23 possessions, 16 effective, 5 tackles, 3 goals, 1, and 7 inside 50s, if you don't mind. And Max Holmes, he was really pumped after the game, Max Holmes. Now, I know everybody was excited, but he was visibly excited about that win. I watched him through the binoculars for a good 3 or 4 minutes, and he was off his plastic. He was absolutely buoyant about the win, as you would be, but he seemed to be really overtly thrilled with the effort. He led Geelong with 28 possessions. That was a game high. He had 7 contested, 3 tackles, 4 clearances, and he had 5 inside 50s. And just a couple of his runs and his burst, he's our Geelong's equivalent to a Horn Francis. He's just got an ability to run away. We saw him play on from full back at one stage, take 3 bounces, looked at the bloke and then ran past him.
There are not many players in the AFL that can do that.
No, he's got some real wheels, and he's only going to improve, Max Holmes, because he is still only 22 years of age. He's just turned 22, and for those who don't know, he's actually 190. So he's tall. He's as tall as a Tom Stewart.
Yeah.
Like that, can that be right? Is that a misprint? Saying here he's 190 centimetres. That's what, 6'3"?
6'3", yeah, yeah.
Would that be right?
I can't remember him being 190 at the draft. No, he might have grown a few.
Yeah, and he's 0 kilos, which is even...
data helping him out.
He doesn't weigh any kilos, which is quite even more disturbing. But tonight was just his 75th game, and there's more to come. The Cats have re-signed him for 4 more years, so fantastic. Kingy?
Thank you for that. I've got Davey Collins has been down the rooms for AMB Australia Quality Shelving. He doesn't want to talk because he made his debut on 3BA a few weeks ago doing Ballarat footy, and he wasn't happy with himself, so he's actually suspended himself from talking other than giving his tip. But
what
we didn't do tips tonight.
Did he drop an F-bomb or something?
No, he just wasn't happy with his line of questioning with one of the Ballarat League coaches.
Was it like one the Curiosity Show, that episode?
Yes. Yeah. Where I had to go and pull a beep. Were you your mate, Posterino?
Yes.
Can you tell the story, Benny, very quickly?
No, we haven't got time for that, King. Okay. We need to get out of here.
Dave at Boxhead 31, not directed at us, but just on Twitter, an old mate of ours, or X, as you call it. Imagine being a millennial Geelong Cats fan. You're born in 2000, so your first memories of footy are from 2004 onwards.
Absolutely.
The Cats have missed the finals only three times. They've played in 14 preliminary finals. It's an incredible stat. Incredible. KFCX, you can jump on at any time. Newcombe, Belmont, North Geelong and Armstrong Creek now open till midnight, 7 days a week. Thank you to Catherine for your call. Anybody can give us a call anytime, 522-232-955.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.